Perry has a really charming little downtown area, but really it started to come into its own with the Georgia National Fair. It actually started in 1990, so it's been going strong for a while now when they built the center there where the fair takes place, and it's a very big thing. And of course, they have those delicious fried foods.
Shane, this is the sort of state fair that we really all think about when we think of a state fair, but doesn't really exist that much anymore.
Yeah, that's right. It's that old-fashioned state fair with all of the competitions and things like that, because there are also, you know, baking competitions and pies and even Christmas tree decorating.
In October.
In October, yeah. So there are all sorts of home and living type of competitions going on as well. The Georgia National Fair, of course, begins today. That's the big draw, and that's going to continue through October 13th, so you have plenty of time to check it out.
Shane, this next event is all about the canines.
Yeah, that's right. It's the Chattahoochee Pet Fest. If you don't know about the Chattahoochee Dog Park, it's up in Duluth. And there was a contest to name the park there. And I've always thought it was such a great name for a dog park.
Brilliant.
And they have this pet fest every year. You know, they bring their pets. They have vendors for the pets. They have food vendors for their humans. and they have a costume contest, which is always lots of fun. And one of my favorite things about this year's Chattahoochee Pet Fest is that they've been having a campaign for the mayor of the Chattahoochee Dog Park.
The mayor?
That's right. They have picked some dogs that put in their application and all of that, and they've been campaigning. And at the festival, they will announce the mayor of the Chattahoochee Dog Fest. But that's happening this weekend. It's the fourth year, and it's happening on Sunday.
Shane, contemporary Greek culture and traditions are very rich and diverse. They really reflect Greece's location really as the crossing point where West meets East.
Yeah, and they'll be celebrating that at the Atlanta Greek Festival. But what they seem to celebrate most of all is the food. And if you can't make it to the festival, you can even go to their drive-thru.
Don't tell me they have a drive-thru.
They really do. If you go to their website, you'll find a special menu that you can drive through. Because, of course, parking at the Atlanta Greek Festival can be a problem. They actually have a parking lot close to Claremont Road and I-85, and there's a shuttle that'll take you up to the church, the Greek Orthodox Cathedral there. So, you know, you can get there, but if you don't have the time and you really want some of that fabulous food, just go through their drive-thru.
Oh, done.
But if you do go, there's a lot of great stuff going on. Of course, there's the music. And, of course, the cathedral itself there is a really beautiful place. So the Atlanta Greek Festival is happening beginning today, and it runs through the weekend.